people are constantly sending me something where I have to log into Google to get what they're trying to send me. And then I have to email back and say, I'm sorry, this is a security problem at Soleri. We don't log into Google. So I'm not. And I would suggest before you ask me to log into Google that you read the terms and conditions of what I'm agreeing to when I do. And you will understand why you were insulting my intelligence to ask me to do this.
Right.
And it's amazing the people who constantly say, well, you know, you're being inconvenient. It's like, have you read the terms and conditions of what you're giving them?
Not to mention what they're doing illegally that they're not telling you about.
Right. Right. Okay. So the reality is we are part of a system of control that uses all sorts of propaganda and mind control and convenience and free services to persuade us to go along with their control grid and building their control grid and financing building their control grid. And we, you know, I said to you earlier, we're in a war. Somebody's trying to kill you. Stop helping them. Stop financing them. Stop making money on helping them kill your neighbors. You know, just stop. And what's remarkable is we really have the power to stop the building of the control grid. Right. We're building it. We're using it. We're supporting it. We're financing it. We don't have to. Snap out of it. Now, the one thing I want to say is I say that, and every day I catch myself getting caught in the trance. So this is a journey, and you're going to strike out some days. I strike out. You strike out. Carolyn strikes out. So, you know, Carolyn has her phone in the middle of a meeting. but the trance catches us. We all get caught. So don't worry about that. Just do your best. And just, it's a journey. It's never over. You can always get smarter about this. And you can't be a perfectionist, you know. So I need that payments book. Okay, I go to Amazon. You know, you can't torture yourself. And you can't be a perfectionist because it's so ubiquitous. It's so everywhere.
Right.
Or, you know, the other day I used a public Wi-Fi because I just said, okay, it's a risk, but I'm going to do it. And it's probably going to be okay. Anyway, so it's a journey. Don't be a perfectionist. Stay in your state of amusement and just keep turtling because I have seen people who've taken continuous action to get out and stay out of the trance. And boy, it significantly lowers the risk and significantly improves the quality of their life and their health.
Let me tell you, too, as someone who's gotten a lot out of the trance, not completely, it really feels good.
It really does.
Feels good. And, you know, you see other people who are in the trance and you think, thank God, I'm at least not far down. The real challenge is how do you be so aware that you don't fall into the trap and at the same time live a free and inspired life, you know, have faith and, you know, think God's going to take care of you and all of
you
that.
You have to be in a state of amusement and you have to give people, many times there's a benefit to giving people the benefit of the doubt.